Welcome to podtech.net. I'm Rio Pacino here at the Mobile Game Conference here in Bellevue, Washington. I'm here with Toshiro Okada, who is the president and CEO of Square Enix Incorporated. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for taking time. I had a great pleasure.
I appreciate you taking the time out to speak with us. Your primary focus of the keynote was talking marketing strategies when it comes to developing mobile games, multiplayer. But I wanted to touch base on another issue, which is the games itself. Right. I'm a big Final Fantasy geek. I love Final Fantasy.
Right.
I hope Final Fantasy VII comes out for the
PS3.
Really?
That's nice.
That's another question I have for you towards the end.
Right.
But I know that you guys announced at E3 that you guys are releasing a number of Final Fantasy games for mobile games. Right. I'm curious to know, since I'm an avid RPG player, how hard or how easy is it for you guys to develop a role-playing game for a mobile phone as opposed to a home console or PC?
Well, actually, no, it's not the same as they're in RPG. Whatever people are saying in RPG, it's slightly different as to when we utilize the world of the RPG in the console and they're in the mobile. So that means that some of the it's kind of the bitten in mobile device and some constraints, something in the capability. So we now try to, not only the pure RPG, but more action RPG, sometimes more some other aspect we can join that part. It's more easy access, easy play. So that is not a slightly different aspect we have. So more clearly to define, we needed to, people or markets should clearly to define whatever we call it RPG in mobile console, but more easy, more attractive, more easy to do the game in mobile side.
Now, for those who are hardcore Final Fantasy players or role-playing gamers, how difficult, I'm assuming that's not the market when it comes to marketing these games. I'm sure you guys are trying, to target the casual gamer when it comes to developing these role-playing games?
Well, I think, how we can expand, some market. So in the casual gamer, definition is to even the playing the 3 hours, 5 hours a day, and sometimes they call the casual gamer. So I do think the casual is have the big audience. Even that is very enthusiastic to the Final Fantasy. It's very much appreciated to the Final Fantasy core fan. But in the console, PC, and some other, but as well as the handheld, we're expecting to launch the Final Fantasy 3 and the DS, but I'm expecting to go into the mobile handset to Final Fantasy franchise. But it's always everyone, enjoy everywhere, every time. So through this extend or beyond the devices. So the point is to IP itself and the Final Fantasy franchise from the mobile, DS, and PSP, and so forth. That's kind of the issue to we as a service company. We wanted to provide these services to all our users. So that's our concept of the business.
Now, how difficult is it developing a role-playing game for a mobile phone, or what sort of limitations have you guys faced?
Yeah, so that's why it depends on the capability of the handheld itself.
Well, let's say mobile phones. Let's just talk specifically with mobile phones, not the DS, not the PSP.
Yeah, definitely. And mobile phone and QBGA type of things, that in a new stage of the 2.5 and 3D, now a bit advanced in Japan. So in the some capability, access speed, and so forth, it's relatively higher than in the US and device at the moment. But in the developer side, to how maximize the power and the handheld. But all depend some size of the capability of the handheld itself.
Now, why is that the case as far as Asia being more advanced when it comes to mobile gaming and technology as opposed to the US? I know it's highly popular as far as mobile gaming in Asia. The US is trying to catch up. Do you see that happening anytime soon as far as, you mentioned the 3D graphics, multiplayer. Do you see that catching up in the US soon?
I believe so. That point is to how we can make recognize to the user, how you can utilize this mobile handset. And only instead of talking, but sometimes take the text message. I just mentioned earlier to young girls in Japan, so they always are keeping on these devices, even that in the bed, go to bed. So that means this is a cultural trend as to how can the, our industry side make them to stimulate it to the audience. So that's it to collaborate. It's necessary. I just mentioned earlier today's presentation. It's not only that the issue for just a provider or it's a content provider or a publisher, rather carrier, handheld, some manufacturer. All these in triangle in a party is very much enhanced to make the creator in the market. Once they recognize this, how interest devices and the mobile, I do think the U.S. can catch up very quickly.
You know, you have the PSP, you have the DS Lite now. You know, in the future, do you see mobile games becoming a lot better? Say graphics-wise, you mentioned 3D, gameplay-wise. Do you see mobile games being on the level of, say, a PSP or a DSLR?
I'm not sure, because there are some, this is level very much in hardware, or it's a technology perspective. Only limited, some of the, you know, capability. But in the, it's quite an, you know, in technology, might help very much graphical part. Like in one second in broadcasting, it already done in Japan. It's very clear picture in just very small size of the, you know, a screen. It's but may help to be more in catching up their technology in the core. But the point is to how we utilize in user perspective. So sometimes people in Asia, people, you know, don't like to the very small, you know, in the screen. Rather try the big screen or big screen. But it's, I think there's a lifestyle perspective, a cultural background, as I got touched earlier, this, the presentation. That is an issue. So, but most important thing is to how, who can you utilize these, you know, products. So we, as a, you know, publisher developer side, it always looking at not only the hardware itself, rather in how we can be more appropriate, more timely based in, you know, services to provide it to our customer.
Now, for the average customer who is totally into console games, totally into PC games, totally into portable games, but not into mobile games, because of the fact that it's, you know, it's marketed towards a casual gamer, simplistic controls, all about action, not complex movements or control schemes, how do you market mobile games to those type of gamers?
Well, I think once they're in a cross-platform, you know, some in the cases I introduced today,
like, okay,
it's in Dojo Servers, for example. It's not directly correlated, you know, to the game itself, but in the same, you know, kind of the, you know, same line of the story itself. But people now, it's a core gamer, it's played in-house, but outside, you know, some offside type of things is to, if he or she wanted to do something, but checking the item, checking the some of their status. If that's in a network game type of thing, it's too very, very close, you know, easy to access, to, you know, say hello in the 10 minutes. I'm here and I'm out of town or something, but it might be difficult to get in a PC. Mobile, if it might be available, it's more easy to getting access to the, you know, world. Then after that, once they return home, and again to start it to the, this world in some of the play. But that's kind of the, how we utilize these, you know, the products or some device. Mobile is it's probably from the core gamer perspective, it's a sound of which is the second, you know, set, right, to utilize the, their entertainment world.
It's just another way for a gamer to get his feet.
No, it's all same online. The same line. Whatever it is, in a PC or a console and a PS2 and it's with 360, right? But all these devices, whatever devices, in the mobile is one part of that part. But the people wanted to enjoyment, to interest, you know. So I do believe in the score and in the concept of business to, you know, enhance the, you know, more, you know, utilize, how more appropriate utilize the handheld.
Well, you see, like, companies such as Microsoft getting into linking mobile games into PC games, as well as, I guess, into the console games as well. Eventually, we may see that happen. Do you see that being commonplace, you know, say in 5 to 10 years, as far as, right, you know, linking mobile games, say playing Final Fantasy on your mobile phone, then all of a sudden, you know, linking that to your Xbox 360 or PS3. Do you see that happening or becoming reality?
Probably, yes. But I don't think it is not to be, you know, what's occurred and actually occurring when. But it's all the way through. This is some concept of business. Is to, if the market demand, market required,
then you'll
something. These are, you know, the part. I think the publisher side or developer side should aware or recognize, seriously recognize this in demand. So that may help to the enhancing this market.
Okay, I wanted to go ahead and just touch base on the games. Once again, I'm Dirge Cerebrus. Last episode, Final Fantasy VII is set for a summer release. Now, I know you mentioned earlier it's all about action with these mobile games and,
right,
being simplistic to the casual gamer. How does that Final Fantasy game specifically differ to, say, a Final Fantasy VII or VIII?
Well, that's an action shooter game type of thing that's now more enjoying. So when I'm expanded the, in the world of the Final Fantasy, which is some compilation of Final Fantasy VII. I think Adventure Land and the Dojo Servos and Dazen Crystal Chronicle, some of the decent comparison is one of the directions which we are now looking at our strategy. So the people leaning very much in strategic to the Final Fantasy franchise, but particularly VII world is very popular.
Definitely.
So then VII world in DVD and a movie is very enjoyed out. And the gaming part is yes. But sounding part, yes, we don't have something like the, you know, Final Fantasy VII. It's an, you know, soundtrack type thing that, you know, released in Japan. Then action shooting is even that in the mobile side. And a 3D action game is more easy to outside and 10-15 minutes and more easy to just, you know, play it. So that combination and some portfolio of the interest is very, very important.
And any other characters in that game? You mentioned Vincent's the main character.
Right.
Cloud in the game?
Tried it.
I'm going to have to play it to find out, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's also another Final Fantasy game being released on mobile soon. It's Final Fantasy Jido 8. Tell me a little bit about that game and what it's about and how it's different from Dirge's Universe.
I'm wondering at this moment, it's you know exactly the plan at the moment. So, and of course, now I'm afraid that we can announce in the course later.
So no release date announced yet?
No, I'm afraid at this moment, no.
Okay.
No.
And Cerebrus is actually being released this summer. Is there an actual date?
That's the latest one. Cerebrus is planned to summertime.
Summer. And right? it looks like I have here that it's being released on Ant Mobile phones. Is that just Ant Mobile, or is it going to be available
really
on all phones?
Not really. That's part of our plan. But we're expecting it to more. It's a kind of the major carrier. Our customer in Verizon and some other is to the possible way. So now we're expecting it to be more for expanded, more utilized, more user perspective, more easy to get download this game.
Okay, Toshiro, thanks a lot for the podcast.